"Dangerous deed, laying down gold in a place such as this," Drahm said as he set his flagon back on the tavern table. Halfway through draining the beer from his mug, a single talon bounced and banged on the worn wood of the rude table. It was a long bar of gold as thick and as long as a man's index finger. A precious thing, it shimmered in the light of a single tallow candle. Finally coming to rest on the worn and stained wood of the table, it lay exposed to the ready glare of greedy eyes. Drahm's cautious stare briefly fixed on the golden token, and then quickly scanned the room. Extending his hand, he reached out and covered his prize before scooping it under his palm. "Perhaps you should check if it is truly gold," said Halsedric, his keen grey eyes fixed on the older man. The pair couldn't be more unlike. Youth contrasted with wizened age. Halsedric stood tall and proud, a knapsack slung over one shoulder, tight flaxen curls cut trim atop a fair face, barely touched by age. His clothes were still stained from the road, and the filth he wore was a testament as to how far he had come to meet the elder guide. Mud stained his trousers and the white sleeves of his shirt, and spattered his well-worn leather vest that had seen more than its fair share of the world.
"Later. Sit,"
Drahm said, sitting up and pointing to a nearby chair with his clenched fist. A hard man with a hard face, his features were weathered by the elements and long years of hard living. Running from the left edge of his brow, a scar wound down and around his cheek, following the line of his jaw. The bulge of the scar parted the hairs of his beard, which came neatly to a point below his chin. Wool and leather made up most of his garb, durable but weather-worn, hiding a shoddy linen shirt beneath. A long, dark grey mane was pulled back and woven into a long braid that ran down the length of his back. Halsedric unloaded his burden as Drahm quickly slid his prize into an inner pocket of his woolen vest. All the while, he eyed the patrons who stewed and simmered in the darkened expanse of the room. This was indeed a rough place, smoke-filled, greasy, and dim. The low rumble of quiet conversations could be heard in the shadows. With a low dying fire in a distant hearth, the light from cheap candles in their rude holders wasn't enough to give the place life. Perhaps that was by design. For Halsedric, the smell was enough for him. Stale beer, soured wine, hints of urine, vomit, and worse lingered like a wretched miasma around him. The greasy smoke of the burning tallow stained the rafters. This was an old place where many generations of men came and schemed terrible schemes, given anonymity by the eternal dusk that lived within the walls. This certainly wasn't the first tavern Halsedric visited, for he had seen many such places in his time. Large timber-framed structures whose walls were made of tree trunks. Logs that were stripped and notched, the gaps on the seams packed with moss and clay. Yet of all the seedy establishments he found himself in, this place held a distinct rank as one of the most blighted.